This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Today is the 16th day of June, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. If you're just tuning in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in this fine leather chair with a big headrest. It's called the chair, right? The chair where we make all things happen here on the USA Radio Network. But I get a chance to sit in it for the first hour. And I'm always excited and honored to get a chance to do that. Okay. Well, we have so much going on. I know every talk show host says that. Oh, there's so much going on. Where will I begin? The truth is, there's so much going on. Where will I begin? I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm more than angry. I'm livid. I watch what's going on in Seattle. And I shake my head in disgust, and I clench my fists in anger, and I want to pound something, and I want to pound the desk, and I want to pound somebody's face sometimes when I see some of these kids, and the way they act, and what they do, and how they treat people, and that mob mentality, like jackals, that makes me angry. What's always lost in the translation in some of this stuff, inevitably, is the innocent bystander, the business owner, the person who lives in that district in CHOP/CHAZ, the new country. Those are the folks that get the short end of the stick, right? You got these kids who are trying to do whatever it is that they're trying to do, right? You want to say it's anarchy? You want to say it's Antifa? You want to say it's anarchists, brown shirts, however you want to spin it. What they're doing in Seattle is essentially flipping the middle finger off at the rest of the country. And we are sitting down and taking it. The mayor of Seattle, the governor of Washington, in a certain respect, or to a certain respect, the president of the United States, just sitting back and letting this happen. And do you know what will happen if we do nothing? Is that this will erupt someplace else. Another city will get cordoned off and occupied, block by block. So if you just sit back and let it happen, it will. Think about how much this country has bent the rule of law in the past 2 weeks. Do you realize, to the best of my knowledge, not one protester that was arrested is going to get charged? They're all out. New York, Minneapolis, Seattle, Washington, Philly. Nobody is being held responsible for anything. So you want to call them kids? Okay, we'll call them kids. You want to say the kids got out of control and now the man, that would be us, are just looking the other way? Well, that's happened. And what that does is that emboldens the next group to do a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And across the country, we've got chaos. Many of these cities are just literally upside down. Now, are the riots and the looting as bad as they were a week ago? No, maybe not. Maybe they've quieted down a little bit. But this precedent that's being set out in Seattle is one that should make you nervous. It should make you nervous. And the longer we sit here and wait, the more strength goes to the folks who are doing the occupying. You may think of it as a joke. I know Fox News portrays it as a joke, right? Will the country of CHOP get the Olympics, or will the country of CHOP have a presidential candidate? I mean, I get it. They're trying to make a mockery out of it, but it's still a very serious situation. There are, you know, men and women, armed men and women, walking around, patrolling the streets that aren't police officers in downtown Seattle. So if you don't think that's a big deal, well, I guess you don't think a lot's a big deal, because I think it's a huge deal. And I think if you couple that together with the way police officers have been treated here in the last couple of months, we should all be ashamed of ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. I get the idea that there are police officers out there that are bad. And we always have to sort of preface this. Whenever we talk about the good cops, we always got to say, well, there are bad cops. Yeah, I get it. There are bad cops. There are bad construction workers. There are bad firemen. There are bad businessmen. There are bad people in the world. They make up a percentage of the population. It's just human nature. But when you think about police officers and men and women who put that uniform on, and they come to a call when you're in distress to save your life, and to think that those men and women are literally being spit on right now is infuriating to me. And if you look across the country, police officers are fighting back. All over the country, they're calling it quits. Why wouldn't they? Who would want to be a police officer right now? Why would you want to go into this line of business? Put your life on the line for folks who don't appreciate you? You know what it seems like to me? You know what this is almost exactly the same thing as? The Vietnam veterans who came home after the war. They came home and they were spit on. They were ridiculed. They were destroyed emotionally, and the morale that surrounded them, there was none. And that's where the cops are now. And we're going to look back at this, just like we look back at the Vietnam veterans, and we'll say shame on ourselves for doing that. Because the men and women that put the blue on every day to go out and fight to keep you safe, I mean, I don't know why they do it anymore. You got a 10-member SWAT team in Florida. You know what they did? We're done. We're out. They resigned after their chief knelt with racial justice protesters. They knelt, or she knelt, they left. Happened in Buffalo. It's happening in other places. Happened in Atlanta. It's going to happen more and more. It's going to come to a city near you. What are you going to do when you dial 911 and nobody comes? Oh, help me. Help me. No, I didn't like you last week, but now somebody's stealing my flat screen television. Help me. Help. They've got a gun to my head. You're pathetic. Pathetic and weak, and you only act like this in these large groups, which is what shows you got no courage. And I pray that the radio is on in CHOP right now, listening to the USA Radio Network, because you're a bunch of cowards. And that goes for the rest of the Antifa folks who don the masks and hide behind the black that literally rain and run through all of these different protests, bogarting Black Lives Matter and using and abusing Black Lives Matter to get their agenda through and across the American people. And if I were a member of Black Lives Matter or a group that was going to these protests and these rallies, I'd be ticked off today. I'd be ticked off last week, knowing that a movement that actually could have worked, that could have done something. I mean, it may still end up doing something, but it's been hijacked. You know, it's been hijacked by these kids. It's not the folks in the inner city, the black kids that are setting things on fire and breaking stuff. No, it's these white kids from the suburbs with their black masks and their black uniforms on. Now, it's the other folks from these impoverished neighborhoods, the people of color that are running in there and looting. There's no question about that. I can watch the camera roll and you see it. Well, you saw it anyway. So what are they going to do in Seattle? How's this going to end? Apparently, the Seattle mayor is going to negotiate. Negotiate what? What do you want? Okay, do you want to change certain aspects of how the the police department does its business. For example, you want to do what Albuquerque's doing? Apparently, Albuquerque, they're putting together a safety department, a first of its kind, cabinet-level department to respond to calls on inebriation, homelessness, addiction, and mental health. By the way, they won't be armed, okay? This is going to be a cluster blank, okay? Because they're going to send these people out without weapons to try to talk people off the ledge. And you've ever watched somebody who's drunk out of their mind turn violent at a drop of a hat? Happens all the time. Somebody who's addicted goes nuts. Somebody who's crazy goes crazy. You watch how long those folks with that Albuquerque Community Safety Department continue to go out to calls when they know somebody's violent without a cop being there right behind them. No, never going to happen. Never going to happen. And they're going to refocus millions of dollars through the budget process to provide better public health. You know, there are certain ways that you could probably improve some of this stuff. Like, I'm mocking the Albuquerque Community Safety Department. I'm mocking these, I guess, the initial idea. But, you know, in the big picture, okay, if they want to do something like that to alleviate the stress on the cops, I don't know if I have a problem with that. I think that's okay. But if you think you're going to send out, you know, 22-year-old kids fresh out of college, liberal arts college, to go deal with somebody who's all cracked up and just come off a huge high and is causing a bunch of havoc in the middle of a street and is swinging like a baseball bat, and you're going to go there without backup, without a weapon? You're nuts. That's the lunacy of the left. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. It's always an honor to broadcast across the entire country, sea to shining sea. Again, we'll take a quick break. I've got a great set of guests coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're going to love it. He's an author and a police officer, and a special agent will join us as well here in the studio. All that coming up and more. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is a site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. And again, Wayne Allen Root gets here in about 45 minutes or so. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. Couple things I want to tell you about. American hand sanitizer has all different kinds of hand sanitizer. Now, we know for a while you couldn't find any hand sanitizer and you couldn't get the great quality hand sanitizer. You might still not be able to get that. Well, why wouldn't you go with American hand sanitizer? American made. And listen, with COVID-19 still running rampant, I mean, it's always good to have some extra hand sanitizer, you know, hanging around. And they've got all different types. You got to go to the website, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. That's AmericanHandSanitizer.net. You can actually buy a jug of this hand sanitizer, citrus gel, 1 gallon jug. You can get 5 packs of hand sanitizer. They also have these really cool one-shot American hand sanitizer. So you break it open, you wash your hands, or you wash wherever you want to wash, and you can throw the package away. It's really good stuff. AmericanHandSanitizer.net. That's AmericanHandSanitizer.net. And when you go onto the website, if you type in Lee10, that's Lee10, when you make your purchase, you'll get a 10% discount. Check it out today, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. All right, President Trump in the Rose Garden today giving a speech. The executive order on police reform. Let's listen into just a bit of it.
Fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground. Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe. Americans believe we must support the brave men and women in blue who police our streets and keep us safe. Americans also believe we must improve accountability, increase transparency, and invest more resources in police training, recruiting, and community engagement. Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. They are not mutually exclusive. They work together. They all work together. That is why today I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth. The vast majority of police officers are selfless and courageous public servants. They are great men and women. When others run away from danger, police run straight into harm's way, often putting their lives at stake to protect someone who they don't know or never even met. Great danger.
All right, let me jump in here. So that's Trump at his best, right? Maybe not the most passionate speech that he's ever given, but just him connecting with a big chunk of the population, because I truly believe that most people are on board with supporting the police, right? I think most people want to support the police, but you've got the loud folks on the left who are causing all the disturbance and causing police officers to feel as though they're not wanted anymore. So this is a good thing. This is, again, Trump at his best making a statement in Washington to say, you know what, okay, you guys want some kind of reform? I'll give you reform. Let's do it. We'll figure it out. We'll make it better. Before it wasn't all that great, now it's going to be better. Some basic things. End chokeholds. Put body cameras on people. Make police officers across the country go to a police academy and train how to become a cop. Do you realize that there are actual police forces in the United States of America, mostly that roll through the South and the Midwest, where cops, they sign up to be a police officer, they pass a test, and they're in. They don't have to fight through the academy. That's insane that still happens in the year 2020. So, yeah, there are certainly places we can do better, training-wise, equipment-wise. Give the cops every single piece of equipment, technology, and arsenal that we can give them. Make that free at their disposal to stop crime and to help people, right? Protect and serve. That's the idea. That's always been the idea. All right, let me take a break. I do have actually two members of law enforcement that are going to join me next. One is an author and retired police officer. The other is a retired special forces agent. And I can't ever really get him to tell me exactly what it is that he does. But it's going to be fascinating. All that coming up in just a couple minutes. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the day President Trump signs an executive order on police reform, senators on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the policies of force used by the police. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump made a strong stance about police chokeholds.
Apparently the president came out with a call to abolish chokeholds. seems to me that it's come time for us to move on from chokeholds.
The price tag for dealing with the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic will near $2.5 trillion, and that does not include any future bills currently being debated. The nonpartisan CBO reported the four emergency relief bills passed so far will add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit. More stimulus is being bantered about on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use, very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for one day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I have a couple of very special guests, one on the phone and one here with me in the studio, to talk about race relations as it pertains to the police. Up first, the author of a fantastic book, The Black and the Blue, Matthew Horace. And sitting diagonally across from me right now is Special Agent Steve Woods. Guys, I thank you very much for coming on. Let's jump right into this. Matthew, if we can start with you, if you can give me just a little background on your law enforcement career.
I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and as a backdrop for experience in the book, when I was a student, matriculating student athlete, I was attacked by a Philadelphia police canine officer. So growing up in Philly, I had a chance to, you know, be around a strong cop culture, right, albeit good or bad. And I sort of brought those experiences into the profession as a state and local and as a fed. And when I retired from the Department of Justice in 2012, I started doing media appearances and analysis for security and law enforcement. And I sort of leveraged that experience in the writing of a book back during the 2017-2018 period, in that first initial wave of shootings that we were seeing on video.
All right, very simply, why did you write this book?
It was really a collective goal. Number one, to give the public a little bit more understanding about things that we deal with in policing, like use of force continuum, how we go from hands-on to pulling our guns to firing our guns.
Right.
But also to educate the police in terms of public perception and why the public feels the way that they do. And if you think about this, it's almost prophetic. Wrote the book in 2017, it came out in 2018, and here we are today, still talking about it in a meaningful way. Now more people are engaged and involved than ever, so my goals were set.
All right, so we do have a second voice here with us, Stephen Woods, special agent, and he doesn't like to give too many particulars about what he's done in the past, but Stephen, if you could, just give us a little bit of background about you.
Well, I'd love to share my experience with Matt. I'm a Midwestern boy.
Yeah.
Transferred out to New England. Matt became my mentor in the Providence office of the agency that we worked for at that time.
Okay.
My eyes were wide, wide open. What a different experience this was out here. And thank God for Matt's patience, leadership, experience. Taught me everything I needed to know. Most importantly, taught me how to think for myself, judge situations, get out of it safely. And for that, I own the world.
Okay. That's good. All right. Here's a question for both of you. This is one that is a hot button issue always. Do police officers racially profile?
Well, what we say in the book and what we've learned is that we bring our biases into the workforce, into our lives. And it's not just policing. It's all of the workforces, right? And, you know, understanding, having some cultural competence, kind of understanding how your biases manifest themselves in the way you communicate to people and treat people is a part of growing and being a better person and a better police officer. So you match that with the data we look at. Like if the data says that if a car looks a certain way or if it does certain things or if the driver does certain things, they may be, you know, they may have drugs or guns or whatever. So you put all these things into a big circle and then you know, it boils down to the perception of a profiler. Now, in the security space and law enforcement, I like to use the term, we look at behaviors, not people, right? So it's a combination of understanding the behaviors of people, but then also understanding, you know, inclinations and those sort of things. So profiling happens. I've been profiled. I've been profiled as a police officer in my own personal car. I mean, and then when you ask the question about why were you stopped, a police officer gives you an answer. You're like, well, that's not accurate. You know, so it does happen. And I'm not saying it happens every day with every cop, but it does happen.
You want to weigh in on that?
Absolutely agree with it. There is no doubt, but we're trained to do that.
Right.
What doesn't fit? See something, say something. We can have a macro discussion about how we design the security apparatus in our country, but we need to have a micro analysis of how we treat each other within that larger context. What we see, what we do, whatever our expectations are of our law enforcement. We have too many expectations of our law enforcement. But the whole idea is acting within policy and within the Constitution in those micro interactions between law enforcement and citizen. And we got to bring those skill sets and all of our observation abilities and get in and out as safely and efficiently and as constitutionally as possible. And are there failures? Absolutely. But we're human beings, and we're paid to be in those situations.
Steve brings up a great point. You know, one of the things we talk about in the black and the blue is the fact that law enforcement officers are put in the position to do things that sometimes maybe they shouldn't be. And I'll give you an example of that. You know, one out of every four police killings in the United States involving a firearm involves someone who's mentally ill. Well, you know, there's not a police officer I've ever met in almost 30 years that's been trained to evaluate whether someone is manic, depressant, schizophrenic, or has bipolar disorder. So when you get that call and you get to a corner and someone is wearing a cowboy boots and they're nude, right, and they have two swords in their hand, we are not equipped or prepared to handle that person.
Right.
The only thing we're equipped to prepare them is to tell them to drop the swords, and if they don't, then we're going to escalate use of force, and many times it ends up with people dead that might not otherwise have to be dead.
Well, then that leads me to my next question. Are you guys, police officers, adequately trained?
Well, we aren't adequately trained in all aspects, but we're the ones who are called by society whenever there's a problem that
right.
people can't or won't deal with. So we're put in that position.
Right. No fault of your own. What I'm saying is that maybe the police academies should do a more maybe extensive training or no?
You can have all the training in the world,
yeah.
but without the experience
yeah.
and without the ability to fluidly work through any circumstance, and that only comes with experience, then you're handicapped. You're at a disadvantage. You could go to a door. You can knock on the door. You have no idea what's on the other side of the door, but you have to go, hi, I'm Steve. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. Do you mind putting down the fire poker?
And we're asking people, we're put in a position where we're talking to people that have serious mental illness, for instance, to respond to commands that they don't hear, and then we kill them, and then we say, they didn't follow our command. And, you know, a great example of this is when you have mental health people and they speak to people in a different way and they say, hey, Mr. Horace, are you taking medication? And you say yes. And they say, you know, did you take your medication today? And they say no. And then you say, well, what do you take? And then they tell you. And then a mental health professional understands what kind of behaviors to expect from this person if they're supposed to be taking their meds and they don't. We don't understand that. We have no idea. Our issue is public safety and personal safety.
Every time we have a national issue like this pop up,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we fall into the same ruts of the discussions about how tough law enforcement's job is, how society is, expectations, things like what should officers have done in the situation, quarterbacking, Monday morning.
Right.
I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of friends all around the world, and people from Corrientes, Argentina are listening to us right now. What happens here in the United States has international implications. People are paying attention to how we're addressing this. And if we never move the conversation forward, then I don't think we're setting a good example for our children or anybody else around the world. And the world is lost on our culture here, our police culture, our political culture, our civil culture about how we treat each other.
Right.
And Matt asked me the other day, what's the staying power? What's going on
in society right now that we're still talking about Floyd and we're still protesting. And the thing that immediately came to my mind is, well, I can't remain aloof anymore. I can't simply say, and I happen to believe this, the statistics don't bear out incidents, these constitutional violations, these murders, these assaults of the system on non-whites are statistically insignificant. But in all things important, love, compassion, empathy, civility, constitutionality, the way we treat each other as Americans, they carry the weight of the world. And if we don't address it, then we're at severe risk of damaging our democracy irrevocably.
Okay, are you saying that folks of color are treated differently when they're arrested?
It's my opinion that I don't like the terms that the left or the right come up with to describe things. Your earlier segment about black history.
Mm-hmm.
People are offended that you call it black history.
Right.
Well, it's slave history. Call it something else. Who cares but study it?
Yeah. Okay.
Call it rioting against the black community in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We put labels on these things. Absolutely, groups are treated differently in the within the United States for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Mike Horace, author and special agent Stephen Woods here with me in the studio. I'll ask him straight out. Are black men being hunted by the police department?
No. I don't disagree they're being hunted by the system. But I certainly believe that we don't like being... I don't like the term white privilege. Somebody else came up, but that's not my term.
Right.
However, I know when I walk down the street, I'm a gregarious Midwestern guy, there's nobody harder to talk to than a standoffish white New Englander. So when I do that, I put them off.
Right.
However, when I go up to a Latino and I, hola, buen dia, you know, immediately it's like, oh, my God, they're interested in my culture.
Right.
And then the world falls down. If I go up to an African-American, or it really doesn't matter, an African-African, a Caribbean,
right,
a black person, and I say, excuse me, can I please have directions? And I can immediately see a change in attitude from defensiveness to I can help. Absolutely, there are different experiences by different racial groups here in the United States experienced at the hands of white people.
Well, that's why by and large, I think when you see people galvanizing around this issue, I can tell you, and I said this in answer to an interview the other day, working on the police department, you see where people get treated differently just by where they live. And some of the things I've seen officers do and act and say to minority citizens, you would never, ever, ever see happen in a white community. And you know it's really bad when the same officers are assigned different beats and they adjust their behavior to respond to people differently in different communities. So, and you know, I was looking on Facebook yesterday, some of my colleagues, and there was some posts about, you to your question about hunting season, there was some posts about, you know, hey, we were working this area the other day and it was almost a target-rich environment. Well, that's the way we communicate a lot of times, and it's probably inappropriate. But now you also see departments enforcing social media policies on officers, you know, on off work time. It's just those things you say, words matter.
All right. Well, what can be done? A zero tolerance policy when we're talking about any kind of racism within the police department. This guy had 17 plus prior infractions. I mean, he shouldn't even have been out there. So what can these police departments do around the country to slow down racism?
Well, this is what I would recommend, and I said this repeatedly. We need to rethink how we recruit, how we hire, how we train, and our accountability measures in departments. You know, I saw the police chief from Minneapolis the other day saying they're going to institute an early warning season. Early warning system. Well, too late. Dude, this guy had 18 concerns. And so we raised the academic requirements and the age for people to do this job. I think we're going to see the same problems. But the other thing we don't do is we don't evaluate people while they're on the job. You know, you get one background investigation. You get one psychological test. You do one interview, and then you're on. And then you're expected to deal with society's worst evils, and you're supposed to somehow become a better person. In many cases, people are becoming worse people. And, you know, we always say, you know, you can legislate behavior, but you can't legislate hearts. You can't teach people compassion, but you can teach people how to be self-aware and culturally competent.
Body cams on everybody help?
Hated that idea. Actually, I retired in part from my dislike of the idea of body cams during interviews and things like that, because I didn't want techniques to be revealed. However, on the street, I think there's just as much protection for law enforcement in the system as there is for the citizens that are being oppressed or protected.
Well, think about what you just said also, Steve. So three things we point out in the book, that when you come into law enforcement, you're told very quickly a number of things. One, what happens in this car stays in this car. Two, forget about everything you learned at the police academy. I'm going to show you how to do it the right way. And three, cops don't tell on cops. Now, fast forward to the incident you just saw in Minneapolis, where you had one training officer, three rookies, and consider how they must have felt being out there. So he's going to show them how to do it right, number one. Cops don't tell on each other, right? And what happens here stays here. That played out exactly in that order.
All right, guys, I cannot thank you enough. Great stuff. I really appreciate it, but we got to run. I'm completely out of time. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.